a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
It's 4:30 at KSL. Jeff Kaplan here. Partly cloudy, 93 in Salt Lake City. KSL's top story. Utah is seeing some of the highest inflation in the country. That is according to data compiled by the Joint Economic Committee, which is currently led by Senator Mike Lee. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe is live with how the numbers are impacting local families. Amy?
Jeff, the committee claims Utah saw a 15.4% increase in the price of basic goods from January 2021 to last month. And president of the Utah Food Bank, Jeanette Bott, says they are still seeing the same level of families in need as during the height of the pandemic.
A lot of families are now having to make decisions that are very difficult. Every single thing a family needs has increased.
And DNBA certified financial planner Jerrica Espinosa says she's seeing inflation hurting more lower income families.
The biggest thing that we're concerned about is people getting into debt or putting it on a credit card thinking, oh, it'll get better next month and it'll get better next month. And while things will get better, we don't think it's going to improve overnight.
Reporting live, Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
Parts of Utah are now paying less than $4.50 for a gallon of gas. Plummeting prices at the pump have given drivers a bit of hope. But ABC's economics and business correspondent Rebecca Jarvis says this gas relief is likely temporary.
American drivers saving about $400 million a day because of those lower prices. So how much lower could they go? Well, Gas Buddy predicts we could see 5 to 10 cents lower in the coming days. But this break that we're seeing isn't expected to last long. And that's because the main driver of gasoline prices, oil, has started to climb again. There's also hurricane season around the corner. And when that impacts the infrastructure, we don't know if it will, but if it does, that tends to send prices higher.
Jarvis says European sanctions on Russian energy will also drive up fuel costs later this year. KSL News Time 4:32, a federal judge has reinstated a moratorium on coal leasing on federal lands. The ruling means government officials will have to complete a new environmental review of the leasing program before they can resume coal sales. Coal industry opponents are celebrating the ruling, saying this will help decrease wildfires, drought, rising sea levels, and other effects of climate change. KSL News Time 4:32. The FBI took boxes of classified documents from President Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, court records show FBI agents took 11 sets of classified records. The search warrant also indicates the Justice Department is investigating the potential violation of at least three separate criminal statutes, including one that falls under the Espionage Act. John Cohen, former counterterrorism coordinator at the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, is an ABC News contributor.
Even if there was no intent to provide them to a foreign power or to some other organization for illicit purposes, there are still requirements under law that sanction the inappropriate handling of classified information.
The court records do not provide specific details about the documents or their contents. The House in the past half hour approving the president's Inflation Reduction Act along party lines. Republican Congressman Troy Balderson slamming his colleagues from across the aisle.
It raises taxes on businesses in the midst of a recession, forces us into a socialist drug pricing scheme, leading to fewer life-saving cures, higher cost, and less hope.
The bill isn't expected to have an immediate impact on inflation. It does reduce the cost of certain prescription drugs for the elderly, extends health insurance subsidies, and reduces energy prices. The wettest monsoon season in a decade is wreaking havoc in Las Vegas. Vegas is still under a flood advisory after torrential rains flooded the area overnight. Water crashed through the ceilings of some casinos like Caesars Palace and Planet Hollywood. It's the second time the Strip has flooded in the past 2 weeks. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
Affected across Utah this weekend, and if you're taking a trip down south, experts say use extreme caution in the slot canyons.
The Utah Office of Tourism is telling residents and visitors to be prepared before heading to popular recreation areas due to monsoonal storms. The spokesman for Zion National Park says water isn't easily absorbed on slick rock areas, meaning even a small amount of rain could lead to a flash flood. Experts say ankle-deep water can sweep you off your feet, so they advise staying out of the slot canyons and immediately go to higher ground if you hear thunder. Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
And a drought update from the Utah Division of Water Resources released just today. It shows a slight improvement.
Some of the state got enough rain to slightly lessen what has been extreme or worse drought conditions. Division spokesman Michael Sanchez says we need the rain to continue.
We need to have great winter snowpack. We need to have amazing storms, so we're just hoping for that sort of things, but planning and conserving as much as we can.
That's KSL News Radio's Mark Jackson reporting. According to the U.S. Drought Monitor, 79% of the state is in extreme drought or worse. That's an improvement from just under 82.5% last week. KSL News Time 4:36.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.